Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Oh yeah. It's the real deal right here, baby. And it's going to move something like this. Hey, look here. Are y'all ready to party?
Yeah.
Cougar, you got to be, you know, 20 years or older than the dude, and that's too close to my kids.
Really?
So, no thanks.
Oh, good.
Nah,
yeah.
Nah, son. I don't like that. I need them to be in the late 30 range to even ride this ride.
Okay, you got to be built for it, baby.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I tell people all the time.
Yes.
You got to be built for this ride.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, you can't. Can't just get on the ride without no seatbelt.
Wow.
Not the bucket seat seatbelt.
But I often get blamed for not letting people know what's going down. And so, listen, I know the early bird special goes away tomorrow. So if you will be or want to be in the Atlanta metropolitan area for New Year's Eve, listen, it's going down. I've gotten my tickets already. It's the only mansion party popping in Buckhead, being brought to you by our friends over at No Sleep Clothing. Listen,
ooh,
I need you to log on to write this website address down, because I'm only going to give it to you once. The special expires tomorrow. The early bird special expires tomorrow at 5 p.m. If you are anywhere close and you really want to be a part of something exclusive, looking for something different, you know, like sexy, dope, besides a club or a hotel party downtown Atlanta, we got you. It's an exclusive mansion party hosted by Sleepy Green himself. And I'm popping my collar because I'm already up in there. Listen, when
nice.
We come back, we'll give you more. You are inside the Friday Night Cypher, where we invite our listeners to mansion parties. You heard?
It's a social That's right.
something bad. Made me say something. I wish I had some whole treat, girl. The trick on ya. Money ain't impressive, huh? Fly motherfucker from around the way. Aside till I die, then I say your praise. Make money for my fam, fans are the enemies. And I'm smoother than a shot of Tennessee, Tennessee, Tennessee. And if I hit it, then you go. Remember me, remember me, remember me, remember me. And me ain't too cool to pass by. But you saying, baby, let's ride. You fucking with the right guy, and I know you feeling me, feeling me. Yes, you feeling me, hey. What the hell did you come for? Wasn't meant for us. Black guys in this party, baby girl. Or maybe rush the crush. A young nigga from the slums of the city. Fresh but not the flow, so gritty. Running shit with the Mac Millie. You're looking like I put that on my mama, all my people, say it with me. I'm a fly motherfucker from around the way. Aside till I die, and I say it brave. Make money for my fam, fans are the enemies. And I'm smoother than a shot of Tennessee, Tennessee, Tennessee. And if I hit it, then you go. Remember me, remember me, remember me, remember me. And me ain't too cool to pass by. But you saying, baby, let's ride. You fucking with the right guy, and I know you feeling me, feeling me. Yes, you feeling me, hey. Now once we choose to, we gone. Ain't nothing to talk about. Really got me open, girl, tryna see if you could work it out. All I ask of you, never change. Cause you fly, you find a dime. And I'm about to make you say my name. And I'm smoother than a shot of Tennessee, Tennessee, Tennessee. And if I hit it, then you go. Remember me, remember me, remember me, remember me, remember me. And you ain't too cool to pass by. But you said, baby, let's ride. You fucking with the right guy, and I know you feeling me. Yes, you're feeling me. Hey.
Here in beautiful Las Vegas, 9:13 p.m. out there in Itty Bitty Plant City, where I'm from, your girl Hot Chocolate, the birthday girl, here on TM Hyman Radio Live in the Social Lab, Madam CeeLo Boston on the wheels with a few of my favorites, especially that Mac Wilde. Boy, he is definitely smoother than Mr. Hennessy.
Woo, it's your birthday.
Oh, have mercy. Well, listen, since we're buying birthday gifts, let me get Mac Wilds with 20 more years on him, right? And
you're going to have to wait till you're 65 for that one, baby.
No, no, no. See, because I'm going to keep living, God willing, but I'm not going to age any more than the age that I am today. See, that's the secret. We call that Benjamin Button in reverse.
That, you know what?
Hey, it's my birthday, damn it. I can wish for what I want.
Baby, you sure can.
That's right.
It's your word.
Oh, man. If y'all could see the view that I am looking at right now, it is definitely. Yes, I can. Actually, we're right down where MGM Grand is to my left. I am currently looking out the window on my balcony at the Monte Carlo, the Aria, New York is a little further to the left, and on the same side where I am. Hold on, let me go out on the balcony, and I'll give you a better take of it.
Because it sounds
okay,
great.
Okay, so Aria, the Cosmopolitan, directly across the street is the Gucci, Dolce & Gabbana, Tom Ford, Fendi, and Louis Vuitton, and Prada stores, which are on the outskirts of the mall. I mentioned the you go in and look. Cosmopolitan, Aria. The roller coaster behind New York. I have, what is the name of that club right there? The Marquee. Paris is also to my right, where, you know, the Eiffel Tower is, and the club that I will be attending tonight at the base of the Eiffel Tower called Chateau, where I'm going to get my little two-step on and shake off some of this stress that I unexpectedly acquired while I was here. But it's all going to work out. It's all going to work out.
Is.
It's going to give me and my friends a chance to, you know, hang out, bond, pop a couple of bottles, and celebrate my day.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to the weather is beautiful. It's not too cold. It's not raining. You know, the lights are twinkling. The Tupac and Michael Jackson impersonators are out on the street working.
You know what?
It's Vegas. It's Vegas.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and you may have already told us too much.
Hey, maybe, maybe.
Hey,
I've never been.
Before the break, I told you all about a New Year's Eve party being hosted by one of the friends, one of our dear friends, Sleep Green, No Sleep Clothing. Listen, the early bird special for this dope, like, massive Buckhead Estate mansion party expires tomorrow, 5 p.m., the early bird special. This event is going to be so hot. You definitely want to log on to this website, www.ezvip.com/NYEATL. NYE as in New Year's Eve, ATL. Here you go one more time. An exclusive mansion party going down in Buckhead, the only thing like it going down in the ATL, December 31st. Log on. EZVIP.com, NYEATL. Don't be locked out if you don't have anywhere to go on New Year's Eve. This is so exclusive. I won't be able to talk about it anymore because I'm sure it's about to sell out.
Okay. You only get your CIA clearance
just like
one time.
Just like that.
Y'all
know
what
we do. We recap the week in news and entertainment here inside the Friday Night Cypher. And, oh, boy, your boy Trump is on one. He's on one.
To say the least.
Well.
And he's serious.
What?
That's the crazy part. He's serious. I don't care what anybody says at this point. He believes the words that comes out of his mouth.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, unfortunately, he does.
But this is the thing, and this is something that a lot of people may not know on the side of the actual politics of it. Donald Trump hasn't even been picked to be the Republican candidate.
Nominee! He's not even a nominee.
Right. So what happened? Now, this is what might happen. Now, listen to this, though. This is what might happen. If they do not select a Republican nominee, right, they can either attempt to have another group or it's going to go to the congressional floor, which has never been done ever in our entire life. So, like, say it doesn't work out.
What does that mean? What did you just say?
They take it to Congress and they have to vote to, you know what I mean, because they have to pick a candidate. But if there's no candidate to pick, they can pretty much branch off and create another party. Like, not – it's like, matter of fact, like having the – you know how you got the independent people running? You got independent Republican and Democrat. Right. They can create another party to try to, you know, get another candidate.
Isn't that the purpose of them signing whatever that, you know, thing is at the beginning, saying that if, you know, they don't get the Republican nomination, that they won't run under any other ballot?
But see, the thing is that the Republicans want it too bad. Because you got to think, they're going up against Hillary Clinton at this point. I mean, because she is the front runner. I mean, Bernie Sanders, he got some good stuff, and he seems to be a good candidate. However, Hillary seems to be ahead of the class on that, because you know, a lot of people may think that that Trump and that it's going to come down to Trump and Clinton. But again, if he's not nominated, he can't run. I mean, like, he can do what he's doing now, but he can't make that ballot. You know what
or
I'm saying?
He can run independent.
He can run independent
and become elected.
Right.
Mm, I hope not. Jesus, I hope not.
Listen, I mean, we've got to start having more conversations about this and not wait till the last minute, folks, because, you know, I know we sit back and assume and speculate. That's what we do. That's all we can do. But
right.
At the end of the day, it's going to take action. Just like they didn't think the black man could become president, not only did he do it, he did it and he became reelected. Do not
right.
underestimate the power of personality.
Right.
Not underestimate.
Because the thing is that what's going on and
charisma.
Why he even has any, you know, backing from, you know, the public, is the fact that he's saying everything that people are dealing with and not being he's not being politically correct about it. He's
mm-hmm.
talking
people,
to them as if they were
love,
in their den. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And the thing is, though, that on the other side of that, though, it still makes him look like a candidate that is not serious. And
yeah.
that's not a good look as a politician or even as a president.
Not
I don't think he cares about that.
Okay, the fact that the man said no Muslims should be allowed in the country. That
just
right
ridiculous.
There, okay?
He believes it.
Yeah, he really does.
What about the Muslims that serve in our armed forces?
He doesn't care about that either.
See what I'm saying? What about the Muslim people that take care of people? I mean, the Muslim community takes care of themselves. I just don't get. I mean,
I don't understand what you mean. I mean, what's the point?
What do you mean? Like,
they take care of themselves.
He's trying to characterize every Muslim as a terrorist, and every Muslim is not a terrorist. Just like every black man ain't lazy, every black person isn't lazy. Just like Mexican people don't just sell fruit. That's what I mean. It's like he tried to diminish humans because of their religion.
I mean, you know, to me, I do think he's out of line. However, I do agree with the fact that I am a little nervous when I see him out and about. Listen,
right.
I was in my car about 2 weeks ago, and somebody was in my car with me. I thought I was tripping. I thought I was tripping because I looked in my rearview mirror and I swore up and down I saw Osama bin Laden.
Stop it.
I'm not joking right now. I'm like so serious. And
wow.
This is right off of one of the incidences that just happened.
Right.
Okay. I mean, right here, right?
Right.
And we're talking about cells and stuff. So I know Osama's dead, supposedly.
Right.
I know that. But the point was, it wasn't Osama. It could have been his cousin or his brother or nobody even related. But the image freaked me out. It was the car behind me. I told the person
right.
in the passenger seat, I turned my rearview mirror to them. I was like, look, doesn't he look like Osama? They was like,
oh, my God. I can see you doing that, too.
Look, I wasn't supposed to laugh, but that was hilarious.
I understand what Trump is trying to say, but he's over the top, out of line.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could definitely pick a better way to phrase it.
Possibly so. But maybe he doesn't know any different. Well, all I know is that you can't single people out that way. I mean, how about this? This is a question. So, all right, not to let any Muslims into the country. Right? So that means nobody. Because we're going to ask what? Do you eat pork? You know what I mean? Let me see your religion card. Like, how do you know? Just because, and how do you know? Because
okay.
not all Muslims
not
wear kimars and stuff like that.
You may not know, but you don't just sit back and not do anything. And I think that we should be very concerned about the threat in America. when you can go to a holiday party and get shot up, I don't think you just sit back and not single people out. I think today we do have to start singling people out. We do have to start tightening up the rules and the guidelines. And I do believe America has become extremely lax. I do. I agree with Trump when he makes those points.
We gotta say something else though. How about this? My thing is this: you gonna close it down from anybody coming, from Muslims coming in. You need to shut it down for everybody. Nobody else can come in for right now until we get ourselves together. You know, if you're gonna do that, you're gonna have to shut the doors to everybody, because you don't know who's Muslim. You don't know who is an extremist. And the thing is that you don't have to be Muslim to be an extremist. You have Christian extremists. I ain't never seen no Buddhist extremists, but it's crazy.
Hey, it's 9:27. Happy birthday, Hot Chocolate. We're going to call it.
Happy birthday, baby.
So loud.
Good God Almighty. Like back in the old days. You know, years ago, they had the A&R man to tell you what to play, how to play it, you know, whether it's disco or rock. But we just went in the studio and we did it. We had champagne in the studio, of course, you know, compliments of the company, and we just laid back and did it. So we hope you enjoy listening to this album half as much as we enjoy playing it for you, because we had a ball. Only real music's going to last. All that other bullshit is here today and gone tomorrow.
Like 91 Dan Marino. I swear this guy Michael Rapino's boosting my ego. Overly focused, it's far from the time to rest now. Debates growing about who they think is the best now. Took a while, got the jokers out of the deck now. I'm holding all the cards and just wanna play chess now. I hear you talking, say it twice so I know you meant it. I don't even send it, nation knows in it. I'm authentic, real name, no gimmicks, no game, no scrimmage. I ain't playing with you at all. My classmates, they went on to be chartered accountants or work with their parents. Thinking back on how they treated me, my high school reunion might be worth an appearance. Make everybody have to go through security clearance. Tables turn, bridges burn, you live and learn. With the ink, I could murder word of my earth. Yeah, I swear it started clicking, dog. You know it's real when you are who you think you are.
Everything around me.
You had braces. The all black Maybach, but I'm not a racist. The inside's white in the Katy Perry's faces. Yellow diamonds in my Jesus. I just might learn to speak Mandarin. Japanese for the yen that I'm handling. International ho, that's my handle. My Saint Sean gone, light a candle. El Gran Santo on the mantle. Case y'all didn't know, I speak Spanish too. Shout out the World Wide West. Everywhere we go, we leave a worldwide mess. Yes, still rock La Familia. Says a lot about you if you're not feeling us. The homie said, Hov, it ain't many of us. I told him less is more, plenty of us.
Jazz crew, everything around me. Freeze. Get the money, dollar bill, y'all.
Cake. 500 million, I got a pound cake. It's front and that's upside down cake. Get them a red nose, they clown cakes. I should've never let you round cake. Look at my neck, I got a carrot cake. Now here's the icing on the cake. I'm just getting started, oh yeah, we got it. I done made more millionaires than Lotto did. Dame made millions, Biggs made millions. Ye made millions, Just made millions. Lior made millions, Cam made millions. Beans will tell you if he wasn't in the ceilings. I'm back in my bag. My eyes bloodshot, but my jet don't lag. A pair of Jordan 3's trying to chase this cab. Gucci airbag just in case we crash. Last night was mad trill. I'm fresh out of Advil, Jesus rather will.
TM Hyman Radio Live is Madam Boston on Friday Night Cypher. We are celebrating Hot Chocolate's birthday, so we jamming.
Hey.
Well, I'm trying to play everything she likes, you know, that I think I know she likes. And, hey, if you want to join in with the celebration, 917-889-3926. Also, check out tmhymanradio.com. So that you can get, you have to just enter your email address and you can, you know, get the newsletter. You can get the, information about events we may be having and so forth and so on. We're coming up on the new year. Oh, guys, it's so beautiful. So
quick, too.
Okay. So just, I wanted to tell you guys that, Pusha T just dropped his new single called CCC, standing for Crutches, Crosses, and Caskets. So, and from my understanding, the new album should be dropping about the 18th. Don't quote me, but it's close to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because sometimes, you know, yeah, I might not have the information. I might not have it.
And we're working on getting King Push here on the show so he can tell us all about it.
Yes. So, what the hell? Like, I know here in Charlotte, it's been really crazy. People are really, you know, excited about the Panthers, you know, winning. I don't know if you guys watched that game Sunday, but
I ain't watch it. I do know that Cam and the boys are, is it 13-0, 12-0, something like that? They're killing the game.
13-0.
Right now. Yeah.
And if you include the, I guess, the preseason game, it would be 14. But that kind of locks them in, you know, for that Super Bowl spot.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I loved it because of the simple fact that I don't have a favorite team with those two, with the, you know, New Orleans or the Panthers. I just like the way Cam, you know, runs the team. I love it. And the fact that the coach allows him to do his thing. But New Orleans came out like all they knew was they were going to stop this, you know, this rain. You know what I'm saying? They were going to try to stop. He would cut your record right off, you know, and it didn't happen that way. So that was a, it was a polarizing game, to say the least.
That's what they thought.
Hell, that's what a lot of people thought. I mean, because it was some nice little turnovers, you know. People trying to fight each other, you know. It was action packed all the way around.
That's
damn
the beauty of it all. The beauty of it.
What's all. The Atlanta played Tampa Bay. When I tell you, I ain't never seen the slowest running people I've ever seen on TV.
That was a good game. I was there.
Everybody
was
running like they all had cornbread in their belly. It was running slow as hell. I had to turn the channel.
Not cornbread.
Yes.
Yeah, but Jameis did his thing again. I'm not a Bucs fan by any means, but Jameis Winston, he's starting to be a nice little force to be reckoned with in the QB area. So,
right.
He's definitely showing up. He's showing up.
He is. He's earning that spot. He's earning it.
He has to, because he really has to, you know, rise above the, you know, accusations of with the young, the female, and then
the young lady, yeah.
Yeah, and then they accusing him of stealing crab legs out the store, you know.
I don't know that that's just an accusation.
May have done that, but I'm just saying.
I'm going to have to lean towards the side of that one being true, Jameis. You know, he.
Hey,
his,
if you steal,
to his defense,
kill.
He said he
told.
Didn't steal them. He just forgot to pay
if you
for
lie,
them, is what he said.
You'll kill.
Jameis just thought, you know, because he's the quarterback he is, that, you know, Publix is supposed to let him have the crab legs. And I don't know if I can go for that.
Well, where did that entitlement come from?
prior to being a multi-millionaire at this point, so it's all good.
Right.
Yeah, he was struggling. He was struggling.
I don't know. Yeah, but that was the slowest running game I've ever seen in my life.
Lo, don't act like you ain't ever stole no Little Debbie's.
I never stole no Little Debbie's. Now, I'll tell y'all this, though. When I was maybe 10, I tried to steal a Snickers out the store, and the lady just looked at me, and she was like, if you don't put that back,
I had an experience like that, too.
Back.
I went to the grocery store.
Got my mama a cigarette and went home.
Snickers bar, crab leg,
same thing. Mine was a watch.
Listen, that lady was looking dead at me. I don't know what the hell I was thinking. I didn't even
Mine
like Snickers.
Mine was a watch. You know, bad decisions you make in college. We've all done. We've all made them.
I was 10.
Hey,
it's not
hey, you started out as a klepto early.
It's her birthday.
No. Oh, Jesus. No. Don't do that to me. No. All right.
She was a young
fine. Klepto. I don't care. You'd be mean to me.
We've all done it.
Hey, do you have any special music requests that you may have, ma'am?
I think I would like to hear. Let me get Jay.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Brother.
His paper. And yes,
there we go.
You know what? I already know. Here we go.
I know.
On the other side of this, Tim Hyman Radio Live.
Sagittarius Rock Boy.
Yeah.
I'd be like this,
you know? I was popping that Chris Dow when a lot of y'all niggas thought it was being and shit. You know? Wearing that platinum shit when all y'all chicks thought it was silver and shit. I'd rather be the pioneer of this shit, man. Bottom line. How to do it. Check. Yo, I spit that other shit. That's a nice motherfucker shit. Bedtime following me around. D-cover shit, nigga. You bear money. I'm all year money. I'm popping. You ain't got to count it. It's all air money. I never change money because niggas got strange money. Knocked up, marked up, fucked up in the game money. I got bail money. Double XL money. You got flash now, but time will reveal money. I spit the hottest shit. You need it, I got it shit. That downside masterpiece. Bout it shit. I got blood money, straight up thug money. That brown paper bag under your mattress, drug money. You got show dough, little to no dough. Sell a bunch of records and you still owe dough. I got 996 plus FOMO dough. You crazy, you fugazi. I'm loco with dough, popo. Acting like they slung caps, holding they dumb raps, talking about how they fun stack. When I see them in the street, I don't see none of that. Damn, Playboy, what the fuck is the hum at? Where's all the ice with all the platinum under that? Those ain't Rolex diamonds, what the fuck you done to that? That rapping ass niggas, y'all funny to me. You selling records being you, but still you wanna be me. I guess for every buck you make, it's like 100 for me. And still you running around thinking you got something on me. But I done did it, and y'all wanna take my flow and run with it. That's cool, I was the first one with it. Original, jiggers the future flow, digital. Still busting the gap when shit gets critical. Sit it down, I don't want y'all to get it confused. I rip it down, like I ain't got nothing to lose. Now get it down. All fucked, niggas all struck. Your single was 99 cents, mine was $4. Last year when niggas thought it was all up, but this year I've done it again. Jigga, what the fuck? Niggas stop whining, jigga, still shining. Niggas kept complaining, so I cop more diamonds. Rock more Versace, ain't nothing sweet. I still throw a tree in your body, fleeing the party. Y'all can't go with me, nope, flow with me. Bet 50, not dollars either, I bought some dough with me. I flow like the 5 series in various areas and blow holes in your weak niggas' theories. It's funny how one verse can fuck up the game. You bought a 4.0, you better get your change. Ain't no platinum in those Cartiers, switch your frames. Ain't no manicures on board, then switch your planes. Yeah.
Hit
6:58 here in beautiful Las Vegas. 6:48 that is, and 9:48 in Tampa Bay. Your girl Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston, rocking me for my birthday jam, and the General T.M. Hyman. Let me not let you forget, and let me remind you to sign up for the newsletter at tmhymanradio.com. Drop your email address. You can get all of the updates, all of the information that you need on TM Hyman Radio and all of the goings on. You know, you might get one more reminder about that dope mansion party that Sleepy Green is hosting in the ATL for New Year's Eve. You might not. I don't know. Got to sign up for the newsletter and check it out.
I think that was the reminder.
Say it one time. You know he mean what he say.
He mean it. He means it.
Yeah. Turning me down for 20 years, so he mean it.
Madam Boston, let me just say.
9-1-7-8-8-9-3-9-2.
You have definitely made my birthday night. You got my feet and body moving and grooving for the turn up that is getting ready to take place here shortly in the next few hours. I'm ready.
Hey, I try to do what I can, you know.
Welcome to the weekend.
Thank you, Kizzy. Thank you, Kizzy. You do it.
Welcome
for me,
to the weekend.
No doubt. And it's going to be a good one. Whatever you do, make it a good one.
You know what?
Christmas right around the corner. Wow, I can't believe
Two weeks from today is Christmas. 2 weeks. Got 14 days, people. You need to put your shopping in overdrive.
I'm so looking forward to going to Virginia, hanging out with my family. I've not been home for Christmas in about 7 years.
Wow.
Well,
are you driving up?
Not.
Uh-oh. Oh,
well, good. Yeah, let somebody else do the traveling for you, and I will miss you in transition where you will be home for New Year's, but I will be home. No, sorry, you'll be home for Christmas, but I'll be home for New Year's, so we'll be crisscrossing each other.
Well, I'll be in VA for the holidays.
Oh, well, then I'll see you, Boston, because I'll be there New Year's Eve.
I'm going to my brother's house, as you know. Yeah, I do.
Nice.
You know.
VA, nice place to be Christmas time, folks.
Yes, for sure.
Safe and all that. Listen, let's keep the rolling of the jams because, I mean, we've been rocking. Can we get a few more in?
For sure.
Let's rock on. It's
you know, I'm going to ask, you know what, I'm going to do this. How about this? And this is my man right here, y'all. This is my other man.
Uh-oh.
Not your PM, but this is my other man.
Thank y'all for celebrating my birthday with me. Thank you.
Oh, God.
Blah, blah, blah. Here we go.
Y'all are the best.
Hey, girl. Hey, girl.
Hey.
Hey, girl. Hey, girl. Hey, girl. Hey, girl. You know it's not true. Drake, girl. It's 50. Somebody pull the fire alarm. Girl, where you from? Cause you got this club on fire. And outside, I bet all this mother smoke. All this mother smoke. Girl, they got it. Smoke. All this mother smoke. The way your body rolls. Cause you got this club on fire, and outside I bet all this money smoke. All this money smoke.
Yeah. Come on, pink diamonds, pink sad bitches, Aruba. Blue sapphires on days when she feel the Uber. See her, and in the mood, when I'm in the mood. Erotic, so exotic, I'm psychotic about it. I don't want forever, I just wanna taste the love. Sample that product, I bet some go numb. She's a narcotic, that bomb's burning, we smoking. My whole flame, my Mary Jane, we got a love thing. She ain't jealous, I keep Nina around. And a small on my back, taste some shit go down. Right under my Hermes, I'm hearing the word is me. I'm a P-I-M-P, I let Trey hit some, then Dre hit some. Then pass it to the homies till we all get done. Can't comprehend what this is about. Police coming.
You like smoking, you
out.
Got me high.
No making the report, put it down. I'm feeling like I'm
girl,
up in
what
the clouds.
You've done for me. You got me feeling like you just rolled up for me. You like smoke.
You
got me
high. Ooh, I make your love come down. One time, had that
girl,
ever
what the
out.
You've done for me. You got me feeling like you just rolled up for me. You like smoke.
Shorty hot, she full blown, she hot now. 100 degrees, that's with or without the top down. But when she gets to work and I hit, You know the temperature rise, oh Lord. Soon as she see the dick in her thighs, she like the stones in my cross, she flawless. I'm thinking, damn, why would God give one woman all this? You know I got the kind of conversation to make her feel like she need me. It's complicated, my occupation pimping ain't easy. Fact, I stack racks on racks and racks. Back when I was pumping, now my cars are black. Get on my level bump with the big dogs. If I want it, I buy it. I don't care what the cost. Luther said it. A house is not a home without her. I had them on a Greyhound filled up with. But what she show me, what she do for me has no limit. Her wanting is temporary.
You
girl,
like
show,
smoking,
you gon' get
you
it.
Got
what's
me
up?
High.
I'm
gonna
make it move, put it down.
You got me feeling like you just rolled up for me like smoke.
Everybody showing the love, but she at the door. Turn this down, that's fire in the hole.
I'm trying to hit it and hit it, don't want to pass it. Got me addicted, I'm tripping.
Where the stats at? Baby, don't you know?
Chardonnay's going touchdowns on your runway. I'm bitchin' forever like Bombay and I'm Rambonio. I'm billionaire rich like John Jack, I'm Camonio. He stop, can't clock me nowadays. You wish I was your pound cake. Boy, you know I look good at four. Wish I was your baby mom. Want me to come around and give you good karma, but no. We escalate up in this bitch like elevators. Of course, sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion on an elevator. Of course, sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion on an elevator. Lostin' on that, this diamond, my diamond, this rock, my rock. I woke up like this, we flawless. Ladies, tell them I woke up like this, we flawless. Ladies, tell them say I look so good tonight.
On my
Nikki in Sri Lanka. I told him meet me at the Trump Ivanka. I said, come here, let me show you how this cookie tastes. This, that, yeah, and eat the cookie face.
TM Hammer Radio Live. Yo, we've been rocking out all night for Hot Chocolate's birthday.
Yep, it's my birthday, and y'all have been rocking.
Yours. I don't care how many other people have been born today. Today
That's
is your
right.
day.
Oh, wait, no, no, no. I am happy to share the day with Most Def, so, you know, shout
okay,
out
man,
and happy birthday to Most.
I like him. I like him a lot.
Yes, me too.
I've always liked him a lot.
what was that huge sigh for, though?
Okay. Yeah, she was serious about that. Mm-hmm.
Because, I'm telling you, that man right there, I can't even explain it. Lyrically is what I mean. Like, I'm not in love with him.
Lyrically is what she means, folks.
Yes. I adore that man right there. He's a, yeah, great artist.
Mm-hmm.
Great artist.
He definitely
is. We get it. Hey, we're back Monday, Tom. Yeah, thanks for rocking with us. Have a great weekend.
Yes, I would like you guys to have a great week.
Oh, my gosh.
That might be
weak.
Nice.
I'm weak.